very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
Oh, that one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 1015.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Do we need to update the intro where I say we've dedicated 10 years to the show, or whatever I say. We've committed to doing the show for 10 years, I think is the line.
Yeah, yeah. Look, nah, go out.
Nah, it's all fine.
Go out.
It's a funny setup right now because we have George on. He's got his whole RAID hard drive system. Yeah. He's got his laptop and he's sitting sort of. Do you know what it feels like?
What?
It feels like wartime and we're all sort of hiding. We're all sort of in a warm room trying to...
I don't think this feels like wartime, though. I think wartime feels a lot worse.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what's happening in the world. Yes, yeah, Israel. Exactly. I've got friends in Israel.
Well, I caught myself, I was going to say, like Anne Frank, which was in the basement or whatever, or in the attic.
It's
but there's a cozy vibe where it's like we're all just sort of hanging out.
Yeah, but the fear's not there.
The fear's not there.
We don't have the fear. I was watching a story of a friend of mine, Tracy, who I used to live with in Shepparton. She wasn't from Shep. She was from Sydney, Jewish. She, when she was young, moved to Israel to do military, I'm pretty sure it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of young teenagers do the military training if you have a Israeli background. And if a war happens, you're fighting. It wasn't around then, but she did the training, I'm pretty sure. And then she moved over to Israel quite a few years ago and has been living there. I caught up with her when I went for my mate's wedding and she showed us around. We had a nice dinner.
I regret mentioning the wartime thing, though.
No, but I want to get to it. She posted a story that was her at her friend's apartment. The apartment room, like her friend's bedroom, is a bomb shelter. Mm-hmm. So it's like... and most apartment blocks have bomb shelters underneath them.
Yeah.
But it just had this big iron, some sort of metal, probably just very strong metal, like thing you pull across, across the window. And they had that closed and you could just hear, and they were very scared.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the people in Gaza and Israel, very scared.
Mm-hmm.
Different time.
Too. Yeah, different.
We're pretty very cozy different. And we're about to get lit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, we're not. Yeah, so we are, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And as a bit of a team exercise.
Yeah.
We're just sort of chilling out a little bit. Which we're trying to like slowly finish up. As we've mentioned, you and I will continue on doing some bits and bobs. Yeah. But there's a transitional phase. And it has involved Jess is going to get some different red wine and we're going to taste it and try and guess the expensive one and the cheap one.
And expensive being $15, cheap being $8.
$3.
I haven't found, unless you're at Dan Murphy's, you don't find necessarily the $3.
Mm-hmm.
But you can always get a nice drop for something cheap.
Mm-hmm. It's like an Aldi thing.
I was watching Matt DiVella's video. He just dropped it 16 hours ago. And he was talking about what you think being a YouTuber would be like versus the reality of what being a YouTuber is like. And for Matt, it's a different story. Not everybody gets to 3+ million subscribers and the biceps that he has.
Mm.
Well, most people don't have the genetics to get to the biceps he has. You know what I mean?
Well, that actually reminds me of George yesterday.
Good segue. I was going to do it, but I'm glad you got to it.
Are you cool for me to say the bit?
Yeah. Which is why I brought out the Matt Dillon fella thing.
I thought it was seamless until you pointed it out.
Yeah. Seamless? Did you know I was going there?
I think this is like a really nice volley up for me to hit it.
Okay.
And then halfway through, you've said, hey, everyone, did you see the volley?
Yeah.
And I've looked away and the ball's going to fall.
No, the ball's still in the air.
Okay,
and we're having a convo while the ball's in the air.
Okay, well.
It's almost like it's too scripted at that point. You're just actually taking over my story before I actually hand it over.
It was my story.
You've been presumptuous thinking I've put the keys in the Maserati.
You tell the story.
I was going to hand it over.
And so what were you going to say?
Would you take... I'm a valet guy.
Yeah.
And no, you were just jumping into your car it, guys, without
the,
saying thank
the
you.
The wheels have fallen off. This is... You won this. You won the last week and a half to do this.
Yeah.
No, so you... No, what so were you going to... So what were you going to say? Like, with me not jumping in and being presumptuous that it's like...
I was gonna say, you told me...
Yes.
...something yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That George said.
Oh, yeah. Actually, that does remind me of yesterday.
Yeah. No, I just reminded you of yesterday.
And it was, I was on the elevator, escalator. GB and I were on the escalator.
Can George come sit on my lap and tell it?
Do you want to tell the story, George?
And it was something George said to Josh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah.
So now George has the keys to the Maserati.
So now George is having a spin.
I mean, we've built up the story too much. All right. So I was just walking up the escalator with you. We were going to meet Jess because she was getting some cheese.
Yes.
And I was looking around and I was going, you know, I asked you, you've done 1,000 episodes of something of the show. The studio's just around the corner. We're in the shopping center. And I said, did you 3 years ago think that by the time you got to 1,000, you'd be walking through here and everyone would just know who you were? Everyone would come up to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said yes.
I did think that it was, yeah.
Thanks,
George. And I thought that it was going to be the point where it's like I would have been embarrassed because there's a billboard with my face on it. And so I couldn't walk around. But obviously, it's a little different how it's played out.
Yeah.
I didn't want fame anyway. So, fuck your fame. I thought that, was funny. There was a guy who, at the Bottle-O, that knew a guy in front of us because he goes there so much.
Okay.
So, is that a place that you want to be? I don't know.
If you want to be famous at the bottle shop.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, keep me out of trouble. Like, it was a real bit of gear.
Yeah, I mean, there is regulars at every establishment.
And it was, the funny thing is, you know when you catch yourself being judgmental and then you laugh at your own situation? So, I was like, why is this guy getting booze on a Monday? And we were in line. And so it was.
Oh, it's so true, isn't it?
Yeah. And you've got asthma right now because you had some donuts.
Yeah. What person buys donuts at lunchtime from Chadston Shopping Centre?
Yeah, so you went to Chatty because you were just fixing, there was a thing with your Apple computer where your speaker wasn't working well.
Oh, there's nothing more annoying than buying a brand new product and the speaker is kind of just a bit shit, but not shit enough to necessarily take action straight away, and then COVID hits.
Yeah.
And then a year later, you still have to do the thing.
You said when COVID hits. There was 8 months between when we bought it and when COVID hit. But I get what you mean.
Yeah.
It was May 2019.
I said in the story,
June,
the start
July,
of it,
August, September,
it's a problem
October,
that's not bad enough to warrant half a day.
Yeah, yeah.
At
it always annoyed
center.
Me, though.
Fuck that.
Because you
didn't annoy me.
Because if you played, say, if you wanted to play a video back, you wouldn't be able to have the volume loud because it would distort.
Not even that bad, but it's definitely noticeable. Very annoying.
If you're hearing a hum, it's because of George's hard drive spinning on the desk.
It's actually a nice heater for me. I'm just at the back of it, and so it's pushing a nice sort of lovely warmth.
And so at 12:30, you had your Genius Bar appointment.
Yeah.
How's Chadston, the fashion capital, looking at the moment? Dude,
that joint is Mickey Mouse. It's amazing. It's phenomenal.
Like what? Like, tell me about it.
Just big and grand. I mean, they did the reno ages ago, and then COVID hit. I think it's before that, but a long time before that. But it feels like you're in Las Vegas.
Really?
Well, if you've ever
maybe
been to
Dubai.
Like a, yeah, probably better.
Jakarta? So, Jakarta has never a been. Huge amount of malls. GB, can you look up how many malls in Jakarta? I think that when I was in Jakarta, there was about 9 malls being built.
Why 9? They got a big pop.
Yeah, big population.
I mean, you know, here's a hack for you.
170 malls in
Holy
Jakarta.
Moly. Here's a hack for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a tight ass, tight cunt. Either one of them, TC, TA. If you're one of those.
Thanks for joining us.
And you want to get to sort of out Chadston area, but don't need to go to Chadston, but don't have a car and don't want to get a cab or a train, there's a free shuttle. From the CBD to Chadston Shopping Centre.
Oh, that's nice.
4 shoppers. How do they know you're a shopper? Don't know. Haven't gone further than that. Haven't needed to use it. But I went there and it was amazing. And
so is the bus level. The bus service is
Chad's
a private sort of institution.
Yeah, Chad's didn't offer it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to go.
Where did you say that they pick you up from?
Not sure. Mm-hmm. CBD.
Yeah.
Work it out.
That is good, isn't it? It reminds me of the Neighbours bus.
But you had to pay to get on that
one. Yeah. Hi@thedailytalkshow.com. Which are you more offended by? TJ saying the C word or me comparing our situation to Anne Frank? Curious. I mean, that it's, there is a beauty, can I just say, finishing the Daily Talk Show without being cancelled for anything or just like having...
Still time, dude. Yeah. There's still retrospective cancelling.
So, you think potentially people will... Because I said this to...
absolutely not. But you can be... It's like if you were taken out of context,
mm-hmm.
what you said 15 years ago isn't a reflection of who you are today unless you still believe that. If you're adamantly like, that was fucked what I said. Mm-hmm. Dave Chappelle said it. He's like, we don't take photos from years ago and cancel photos.
What do you mean?
Obviously, contextually, it makes sense. Like a photo is from a time many years ago. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's not now. But people are being cancelled. At a comedy level for things, for a set, or they're judged on the set that
people
was many years ago.
For photos. The Canadian Prime Minister with the blackface, that was a photo.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? I feel like it's more nuanced than that.
Nah, it definitely is. Can't remember what he said.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, fuck, he's still the Prime Minister.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been that bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, these things can come and go. The time will change.
Yeah,
I think we'll probably move a little bit out of the crazy cancel culture that is current.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we get out scot-free.
Yeah. Scot-free or scotch-free?
Scott. Scott was a person we've done this whole bit. And it was about a guy and we thought it was some race
connotation.
You're
saying a bit like it's a...
we did a bit on the show.
Like I had on Trello, Scott versus Scotch, like... Let's do
George
it.
Is saying it's off the show.
We spoke about it off the show.
But okay. we were, Scott, what was that?
Jess just spent $30 at BWS. That's what that phone was. So that's good. She's sorted that out.
Right.
She's
done well if she's getting an expensive wine.
Yeah.
And a cheap wine.
Craig McLaughlin. Don't know, like I've just seen on Twitter.
Speaking of cancelling.
Apparently, it was interesting because people were like, oh, the first bit I heard was, okay, this people feeling bad for Craig McLaughlin or whatever. And then the interview came out. I haven't seen any of it.
I saw the just trailer. The tweet. I saw the trailer of it. And I was thinking I was watching one of Craig McLaughlin's musical performances.
So, it was theatrical? Is that what it was? Like, yeah.
There was bits where it was like, have you seen, who was it? Who's that person? Oh, hang on. It'll get to me. In an interview with someone big. Oh, R. Kelly. Absolute sex pest. He's in jail for a very long time. But he's like, he stands up. He's like, man, I didn't know. It's so, so theatric. And the guy fucking did everything. Yeah. That's the fucked up bit.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, on the other hand, got acquitted for this stuff. So, there's two sides. The people that have accused him
mm-hmm.
would be fucking devastated if that's their truth mm-hmm. and Craig then has his truth and he's like, mm-hmm. I've got away with it. I've been through the court system and been acquitted of whatever.
I think what people were saying on Twitter was that it was a technicality or something, the reason that he got acquitted. But it is a...
Which he would then hold. Like, it's fucking crazy. Like,
mm-hmm.
Jared Hayne, who's just gone to jail for minimum 3.5 years for sexual allegations, is... I mean, sexual, being convicted.
Rape.
Being convicted for something.
They're not called rape, no.
Nah. Being convicted for something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still saying, I didn't do it in the courtroom. Like, either he's a fucking psychotic liar.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is a high probability.
Like, I mean, exactly. He's being convicted.
Because the other thing, too,
my point is Craig McLaughlin, technicality, whatever it is. He's the guy saying, I didn't do it, and then gets out. And so...
But I think this has been the problem with sexual harassment, sexual assault, rape, is that when it's just them, different people's... fuck, that's annoying me. Can you hear it? Can you guys hear it?
Yeah, the sound. I'm just going to turn... Can I turn your... I don't reckon it's the... I reckon it's the fan.
It's the vibration. It's gone. It's just this, like, the sound of... You could actually just put something heavy on GB's drive and it would probably stop it.
Glass of water?
No, don't worry. Everyone can deal with that slight.
Just got my arm resting on it.
It's a little better. Okay. It's enough. I can't think. I literally can't think when I hear that noise. But anyway, my point
you're
is...
thinking. That's how you're saying what you're saying.
My point is...
The Twitter sphere is being said.
What can we
said?
Do with that? Can you lift that up or something? Maybe just put it on a book. Let me get a book. Hang on.
Right. He wants to eject it now. And now I can hear it. Now I can't hear it. Maybe it was... What was it? Here we go. We're getting there, guys. Stand by. There we go. So we had a big hard drive hum.
Yeah. There we go. Oh, that feels better. That's giving me a fucking panic attack. On the sexual harassment, rape, all that sort of stuff, their word against another person's word, very hard to convict.
Oh, it's fucked.
So a lot of the cases where there is a strong case, there's technicalities, there's not enough evidence and all that sort of thing. And so there is a risk in trivializing when people say, you know, when someone has been convicted, there's so many cases that don't even get to that point based on how hard it is. And so I think that there's a...
I mean, the legal system is annoying and great all at the same time. Imagine being a lawyer for bad people or for people that have been accused of something heinous. And you kind of... I wonder where it... I've never spoken to a lawyer that, you know, has defended some serious thugs.
Where do you think... So, you and I have spoken about this a bunch in regards to how long someone should get, how much jail time. So, there's the version which is, you know, public opinion or... Yeah, there was the truck driver, I think, wasn't it, that we were speaking about? Truck driver on ice kills three police officers or whatever by plowing into them when he was high. When all of the sort of communication around it, the media and all that sort of thing, it was, quite a high amount, was it? Potentially 25 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think that, you've got thoughts on public opinion versus the justice system and
The justice system doesn't always make sense, though, for public opinion, too. And so, while an ice dealer who imports, 10 Ks of ice fucking gets 8 years, and that drug would have killed more than four people. And, you know, there's people stabbing people intentionally and getting less jail time. And so it's amazing how it lands. But I guess it's all, you know, the stuff you don't hear about, every bit of information surrounding it that changes it. But it's it's crazy. People have committed murder intentionally and got less years.
Glyn sent an email. Did you see this? GB told me about it. Was it on the high at the Daily Talk Show, GB?
Yeah, he did.
Or was it Insta?
No, he did. He sent it through. I can read it out if you'd like.
Yeah, I'm just bringing it up as well.
Dr. Glyn.
Here we go. Why did you say Dr. Glyn?
Yeah, he's a doctor.
No, what? Glyn's not a doctor. So, Glyn says, "G'day, guys. Strategically timed it to be right around podcast time." Mate, you've nailed this.
Yeah.
11:07 podcast time. Well, 11:07 when the email was sent. 11:07 a.m. It's currently 2:35. So, pretty good. One, do you regret the timing of the Fetch subscription? It's the first question. And two, will you be keeping it or are you back on my Comcast account? Yes. Glyn was kind enough to give me access to his Comcast account. So I
didn't know
that.
That makes more sense now.
With a VPN so we could watch some CNN, which was lovely.
Yeah.
So, Glyn, you're not the only one asking this question. There's been a huge amount, especially, I guess, within the office, George, Jess.
Yeah.
I think Michaelides messaged about whether he could take on that subscription.
It's a big box that comes, so you're thinking, wow, there's a lot of hardware.
If you're a big media company, you need a cable subscription. I'll just say it.
Which this is the equivalent, right?
You need to have MTV. You would need to be able to have a something on the television that's going to impress clients. Yay or nay?
You got to have clients.
Yeah. And so anyway, the answer is yes, we're keeping it.
Yes, if you
need
got clients.
Yes, if you need to get into the specifics, Glenn, which I know you love, when we were with Lightning Broadband, I'm getting ISP were paying $330 a month for really good internet. We're out of contract with that.
Heaven.
And so what we've done is rather than spending that, we're only paying $90 now for 5G with Optus. Now, I know-
Month to month.
Yes. And Jordan, people like Jordan are probably asking, how is the 5G? Is it worth it? Should I get it in East Melbourne? Jordan, I don't know if you can access it from East Melbourne, but in Abbotsford, you can.
It'd be annoying because he's got views of the city.
Yes.
And you'd think fucking surely you'll be able to get it.
$90 a month.
It's cheap, dude.
Get your 5G unlimited data and fetch, including the box.
Not great upload.
Upload's about 20 megabits.
Yeah.
What am I saying? Up to 60.
Up to 60, roughly 40 most times you check.
Yes. But the downloads,
George, can you do a speed
the
check
downloads
Thank you.
Are close to 280 to 300.
Well, George will be the judge.
Okay, here we go. This is a big speed test that's about to happen. This is
speed
huge.
Test is happening.
Jess, do you want to get on the microphone?
Come just here.
So, Jess is just, do you want to unmute here? TJ will do it for you. Jessica, how'd you go?
I went really well.
Yeah,
we saw $30. We got a notification.
It went.
Well, that was on your card. Then I've spent another $40 on my own.
Oh, Jesus.
Wowee.
Amy, this is huge. Can you come drive?
What did you get, Jessica?
Okay, so I've got a surprise for you. I should have brought it over. Hang on.
Do you want to go get it? Yeah. Prepare it.
Yeah.
But just on that, we can $200 sign up for the 5G. You can cancel it any time.
Yes.
$90 a month on top of that. They still haven't charged
comes
us.
With the Nokia. Yeah, it's very strange. Comes with the Nokia router. GB, what are the speeds? Tell me. Download 229 megabits per second. Upload 45.
Yeah. Pretty spot
and
on.
So that's
pretty
Wi-Fi. And we were getting 100 up and down with Lightning. It's consistent. But you're talking the difference between 330 versus 90. Oh, and the beauty with the 90 is you get the fetch box.
Yeah.
And you're getting all the fucking chat. Well, so the question that we have to ask as a company after the...
In its last 2 weeks, what's that question?
Well, the question... The beauty is that through the remaining part of the business, we will have all the channels. But there will be a period in the next two... So, in about 2.5 weeks' time, we will lose a bunch of channels because we've only paid for the Vibe pack. If you want everything, it's $14, which I think...
you can pay personally.
I think it's worth it. I'll speak to Brie, but I think it's very much worth it.
Okay.
Jess, back to you.
Back to me. Okay, so yesterday, have you told them what we did last night?
No, not properly, I don't think. Can you explain what we did?
So... yesterday,
could you turn our mic down just a tad?
We were just a little bit sad, so we were like, "What's going to make us happy?" Like a nice little tipple in the afternoon to polish off the day. And so we got some prosecco, we got some red wine, and we got some cheese, which was just meant to be a snack, right?
The dip was delicious, by the way.
Dip was delicious.
What did you get? Capsicum, I saw. Or is this that special dip that you?
Capsicum.
It's like a feta base.
It wasn't the same one, but I've got that for us now.
Fuck yes.
But
can you
that's
please
not
say
the surprise.
That?
The feta, guys, this will change your life. The feta and pepper dip from Aldi, or you can get the one from Castlemaine.
Okay.
Which you can't get from Coles.
You can't?
No.
You can in Bendigo, which is weird, but not here for some reason.
Okay.
Anyway.
Couldn't itch your ear.
Because we had our cheese platter last night,
yes,
it was just meant to be a small one, so I just got a small brie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Today, we've got an extra person in you.
Yes.
And I've seen the chunks.
Who's in me?
I always love when someone says in you. It's very funny, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. A great friend in you.
A great friend in me.
And so, anyway, guys.
Yeah.
Josh cuts his cheese with the back end, like, wedge is about... 3 centimeters. Yeah. Not one word of a lie.
He's a thick boy.
Well, yeah, rather than going back and forth, cutting up little bit. Like, it actually makes no sense when you think about it.
But do you eat the one? It is one
in
piece.
One go. He chucks that 3 centimeter cube onto a piece of cheese.
You can't say, oh, going back and then eat it all at once. Because going back means smaller pieces.
So this is a thought. So say in a 10-minute block, Jess would go back and forth to the brie cheese. 6 times?
Sure. That's what she
said. So, you're talking, that's once every less than 2 minutes. what I'm doing is one every 6 minutes and it's bigger. And the thing is, there's no way that I'm eating as much of that cheese as Jess is over the course of the 10 minutes.
I was a piglet last night, but that's not how I usually consume the cheese.
Okay.
So how do you normally consume?
Well, I wouldn't be that. I was I remember I was starving last night. I did go back quite a bit. Anyway, it's not about me. This is about you and your sizing, right?
I'm a thick dip guy.
I love
lots of dip.
It's not called scoop. Yep.
Yep. So, anyway, look what I've got is.
So, Jess she's got half a wheel of brie cheese. That is that would do some damage.
And so, that's what Josh would put on his cracker. That's just for Josh.
That's very funny.
So, this is a brie soft and creamy cheese with a mild, delicious flavour.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be running out. The thing that's going to be the issue is I should have gotten 2 quinces.
Oh, you only got 1 quince. To be honest, like, I'm not too quincy.
Because I love quince.
Yeah, I know, and I know that. And so, I'm cool not going crazy on the quince.
Okay,
cool. All right.
Any other... she's undoing the...
Oh, should we... Jessica.
Yeah.
Should we put it in the...
Can we do the...
In the...
Air fryer.
Can we do the... Did you do the different wines?
Yeah.
Can we do the wine test? Live on air?
Yeah. So, red. We're going to start with red.
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what we're going to do is which...
I'll leave you guys. I'll be back.
So, Jess, you're going to give us... Two glasses
of red?
Well, only two because I got a Prosecco and, like, I only got one.
Okay, great. So, you're going to give us two...
Two glasses. One has a more expensive red. It's Mad Max from Chadston.
You had Mad Max.
You know when you have...
black beans?
Small... No, it went hot. And it was hot... Dude, it was hot. You know when you just like laugh at people when they're at these restaurants?
Just getting sweaty, yeah.
Just they're like, yeah, they're hot. Hot. Mm-hmm. I knew it would be hot because when it went on, it almost looked like it was clumped together. It had no sort of just watery nature to it. Yeah.
It's like a paste almost.
It was chili paste, dude.
Uh-huh.
And I was...
Oh, yeah.
But it just made me very phlegmy for some reason.
Was it a burrito?
No, it was a naked burrito.
Okay, like a bowl.
Yeah. And so what we're going to do now is take two wines. We are going to try and guess which one is the more expensive drop. Okay, so I've got my right, my left. Yep, great.
Okay,
and
here we go.
So this goes
on my left. Okay. Right. Thank you, Jess. Alrighty.
Would have no idea.
So, Jess, I'll be very impressive right now, and I'll tell you which is which.
Based on look? Okay, we'll do look each, and then we'll do taste each.
Okay, so I'm just...
Okay, so...
I already know.
Did we go the same drop, a Pinot? So maybe we don't get complicated with it. Okay, so they're different. The expensive one.
Okay, do you want me to? I know exactly which is which. How huge this is!
This is you winning Monopoly.
Are you ready?
Watch this, guys.
Watch it. No, I'm being serious.
Okay, go.
Right. So the one on my left is the cheapest,
which is the lighter coloured one.
Well, no. So it's your left as well.
So, yeah.
So it's got nothing to do with the lightness of the colour. Let's taste it now. You guess, TJ. Which do you think is?
Well, I just have to go the opposite. So I'll go the more expensive one from visually seeing is the lighter coloured one.
And you think that's the which one?
And is the lighter coloured one, which is our right hand.
So, you're saying what I'm saying.
I'm saying my opposite.
Left. No. I'm saying the left is the cheap one.
Okay. Just say which one's the more expensive one.
Well, that's the game.
That is the game. The game is which is the more expensive one.
The one on the right is more expensive.
Okay.
And that's what you wanted. That's what you said too. Right.
Yeah,
so I'm going to start by drinking the right one.
Okay. Let's start by. I mean, it's your first drop always that gets you going. I don't think it's the more expensive one after just tasting it. Just went for another sip. It tastes quite cheap, to be honest.
Which one?
The one I just.
The right tasted. One or the left?
The one we think is the more expensive
one. The right one.
Yeah.
This is why we're finishing the show. This is... All right, ready? Here we go. So, the left one. There's some tannins in the left one.
Much nicer.
It's a grassy sort of smell, the left one.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I'm going to stay with it. No, I can't do that. I always do that. You know, you give like a caveat as to why you might get it wrong and why the other one will
Can
be
I
right.
Can I tell you why I'm right?
Why you think the lighter coloured one is the more expensive one. Tell us.
So, it's based on how it falls off the glass.
Okay.
So, when you do a little swirl, which one sticks more? Sorry, which one sticks more to the glass?
Yeah, you're right.
So the left one sticks more to the glass, which tells me that there's a higher alcohol content in the left one, which tells me that's the cheaper one.
You can get some pretty cheap alcohol that is high alcohol.
That's what I'm saying. So, the cheaper, I'm actually putting to a higher alcohol content.
Now, that's a good... Okay.
Jess?
Okay. My...
You can't go past my get. Like, that is such a... He's just swigging it.
I'm going to go with my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing the opposite, which is the darker one, the one that sticks to the glass more, the one Josh thinks has the higher content, lower price.
Yeah.
Because I like it, I'm going to go higher.
I'm actually
which
also...
Which one do you like better?
So, I like the right one better. Which and is I would even say, Jess, like I'll need specifics, but I reckon it's a the right one. I'm not joking.
If you just say it's a Pinot,
no. It was produced in a coastal area, so I'm guessing either.
I reckon I've heard you say that bullshit before.
I think it's
and if you say that bullshit enough, you'll land no, on I think one it's, moment.
I think it's either
South SA.
Well, no, I was going to say it's either Mornington Peninsula.
Won't be Mornington Peninsula. If you think that's
Tasmania or New Zealand, it's out of those three.
What? Three pretty popular coastal wine regions.
Yeah, so coastal. Or, and I think that the left one to me is more farmy.
Okay.
So less coastal. Jess, can you give us the rundown on what they are?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so the
which
right.
Which one do you prefer? Sorry,
Jess,
you haven't told me which one you
Jess,
like.
Yes, I prefer the right one. I think the right one is smoother.
Yep.
And I think it has flavors like it was produced. I'm getting Stanley vibes. Like I could have this no near way. The coast and it would be beautiful. And the one on the left is more sort of inland potentially. Go, Jess.
Okay.
And I like the opposite.
Yeah, I like the right one. He likes the left one.
Okay, so the wine on your left.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Tight Ass Tuesday one.
Yes, I nailed that. See, so that's all in the alcohol and the way that it hits the glass. Yes, next.
So, the one, that's where your luck ends, Josh.
Yeah.
It's not a coastal wine. It was the one on your, the good one, is from the Yarra Valley.
Yarra Valley. How close to the ocean?
Not close. Not close.
And so, the other one.
Dude, it is, I much prefer the drop. The one I went
the
with.
The cheaper one.
Yeah, the cheaper one.
Okay, and then what's
this
the one
on the left? This is a great win for Tidus.
What's the one on the left?
All around.
The one on the left is from South Australia. It's a Shiraz, and it was $3.
Wow. And we were talking $3.
Yeah.
I was saying, I've tried to find a three bucker at BWS. Couldn't get it. Well done, Jess. Keep you around till next Tuesday. Next Friday.
Well, thank you. And so, cheers, everyone.
Clink.
Cheers. Bye. All right. Well, it's the Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Have you got more questions like Glenn? Do you want to know about the fetch? Do you want to know about our nan lights?
Do you want to know why we're drinking during the day on a Monday and a Tuesday?
Well,
I think people know.
Speak for yourself, Jess.
Yeah. TJ didn't drink.
Actually, I had a beer last night.
Did you?
I had some beers left over.
Also, the thinking is, just so everyone, before they jump on their high horses. You right, Jess?
Sorry.
Just get out of the system. Yeah, get it out of the system. Let's, and then we're just, after this, I'm not drinking anymore. So, all right.
You'll be drinking when you go on your holiday.
Yeah, well.
When on holiday.
Yeah, it's just, anyway, enjoy.
Can we get the cheap bottle? I want to give it a shout out.
No, oh, really? You,
Jess,
want a sponsor,
can you
want a cheap sponsor?
No, I just want to, we actually had a few people go and buy the bottle. Oh, classic. So, it's this one, the Shiraz. This is the classic drop that we get. I'm not going to give him a plug. This is, Precious Earth.
I get it. Oh, that's what it's called.
Shiraz, Southeastern Australia, Precious Earth, 2020, $3. cannot go wrong if you just want a dirty little Shiraz.
Isn't it crazy? That would be the same price as getting a Coke No Sugar.
This Shiraz is a classic Australian style selected from grapes harvested in southeastern Australia. Great for barbecues and outdoor entertaining. This wine is ideal for drinking whilst young and fresh.
Is that what it says? No joke?
Well, meaning that you don't want to buy it and put it away for years.
I thought they were saying the drinkers should be young and fresh.
Well, they've got it spot on. We are young and fresh. But it is 2020, so I wonder what makes it young and fresh. Like how long until it becomes not young and fresh?
Right. I'm sorry. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address.
And we'll see you for
Hump Day. Doing a special one.
Wednesday.
Doing a special one with George Martin. He's going to join us on the mic. Yeah?
Finally. Oh, yes. Yeah. The breeze here.
All right. Perfect. All right. Have a good one, guys.
See you, bye-bye, guys.